Big story this morning. New book from Bob Woodward, who chronicles presidents and all things political in Washington. New book about Donald Trump. Now, he's had several other books, but this one, the most recent, it's called War. And he's got some explosive revelations. Now, got to say, Donald Trump is denying all of them. Some of the allegations have to do with continued contact between Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin of Russia when he was in office and since he's been out of office. At least seven contacts chronicled in this book. One of them, while he was in office, he sent Putin allegedly test kits for COVID when people in the United States could not get them. And that since that time, even as Putin has pursued a war against one of our allies, Ukraine, Trump has been in contact with him as well. And of course, that during the time that he allegedly had state secrets, classified documents at his place in Mar-a-Lago. All this interesting and certainly politically damaging to the former president. But was any of it illegal? Does any of it perhaps threaten our domestic or international security? And that's what I wanted to ask Dr. Carl Kaltenthaler. He's live with us right now. He's a political science professor and also the director of the Michael J. Morrell Center for Intelligence and Security Studies at the University of Akron. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jean. Thanks for having me.
So if this stuff is true, is this of concern as far as intelligence and security?
If it is true, it is a bit concerning. Obviously, what's being discussed is a very important thing to know. But the fact that we are in the midst of a very major war in Europe, which was started by Russia, and Russia is considered an adversary by the U.S. government, having conversations with the leader of Russia raises questions. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything nefarious going on, but it's not what we would consider a usual thing to have a presidential candidate speak to an adversarial leader that frequently. So there's more questions than anything else right now about the context, what was actually discussed, why there's this reaching out, that kind of thing.
If there were to be any kind of illegal activity, I mean, what kind of threshold would it have to pass? I mean, what would it take for it to be an actual concern or either a legal issue or, you know, a national security issue?
Well, a national security concern, you know, is he passing secrets? That would be a national security concern. I mean, I think that's unlikely, but you know, it's possible. In terms of being illegal, if there's any attempt to kind of coordinate action with the Russians to interfere in the election, that would be illegal. But you know, it's a pretty high bar, frankly, to indict and convict someone on that kind of a charge. The collusion word that got used very frequently during the investigation into Trump's campaign's dealings with the Russian. Collusion is a word that's used in everyday speech, but it's not really that much of a legal term. It doesn't, you know, there's not a collusion statute. So you'd have to have some very tangible evidence that there was really cooperation between Trump's campaign or Trump and the Russians that would have broken U.S. law. And, you know, we're not there yet. It's unclear what that would be. This I would say be even cautious about the notion that there were seven calls or seven lines of communication that were open, because, you know, it's not been verified yet.
Okay, well, you know, I'd love to talk to you more about this. I mean, that gives me the information I needed, and thank you for being on with us this morning.